Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
In a rocky desert where every beat counts and there is little room for error, the chase is on. Our daring duel, on the run with precious cargo, faces off against a ruthless gang of ravagers. With engine roaring and lasers flying, the machines will be pushed to their limits. Telmec, a ready tactical robot, has a few tricks up his sleeves, but will it be enough to shake off their relentless pursuers?
Faster, faster, they're right behind us.
This relic is already at its maximum speed capacity.
And still try to drive steadily. We don't want to damage the ship path too much, or this will all be for nothing. This road is super bumpy.
Which road?
Good point. How are we on the fuel, by the way?
About a quarter of the tank left.
Surrender the vehicle back to us, and we will only tear off one more.
Not a chance. You call that driving? I've seen malfunctioning head motors move faster.
I ain't losing to some glorified kitchen appliance. I'll melt you down and use you for spare parts, you clanking bucket.
I'll focus more on driving and less on taunting them.
It's part of the strategy. Anger makes people reckless.
Damn it, they are shooting at our wheels.
Luckily, they have the aid of a stormtrooper.
I'll return fire to hold them up. Haha, it works. They are slowing down.
I hate to disappoint you, but I see more bikers coming from the side.
Dang. I hope this wasn't an organized gang.
And one of them seems to have a rocket launcher.
They wouldn't blow up their own truck now, would they?
I think that you have your answer right there.
That's it. You're going to die. Should I confer to the cult of Vadura for salvation?
Do not worry. I still have an ace up my robotical sleeve.
You better have a whole deck of tricks at this point.
Take the wheel whilst I prepare for the next surprise.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Deploying holographic decoys. Let them guess which one is real.
Using his holograph projector, Telmec creates several additional replicas of the truck around them, creating the illusion of multiple targets to chase.
Smart move. That way they could be aiming for the wrong ones. But will this be enough?
I also have a classic trick.
Whatever it is, go for it. The back ones are catching up again.
Exactly. They are in the correct position for my next surprise. Dispensing my spare lubricant oil behind us.
That reminds me of Mario Kart 262. Such a great game when I was a kid.
Got one of the pursuers, but the other one managed to avoid the oil spill.
Don't even think you can get away with your cheap party tricks, big gang! We will get you very soon, ha ha ha!
Telnik?
Yes, what is it?
I hate to live up to the desert chasing cliché, but there's a ravine straight ahead of us.
We'll have to form it in no time, boys! planets encircle them.
Let me think of a solution.
Can you boost your processor to accelerate finding a solution?
Negative. Generating these holograms is taking a huge chunk of my computing capacity. Remain ahead, multiple pursuers, calculating trajectory. I have a plan.
Please tell me it doesn't involve us flying off a cliff.
Not exactly.
As they approach the ravine, Delmac quickly scans the terrain and notices a narrow concealed path along the ravine wall. Barely wide enough for their vehicle, but too narrow for the Ravager's bikes to drive next to them.
There is a narrow passage along the ravine wall. We can make it through, but their hover bikes won't fit next to us.
Wait, you can drive through that?
I am a highly calibrated machine, capable of precision maneuvers. You, however, may want to hold on, deactivating the holograms.
Delmac takes back the wheel and veers sharply towards the cliffside, just before the edge, entering the narrow passage. The vehicle scrapes along the walls, but Delmac's calculated driving keeps them from going over the edge. Meanwhile, the Ravagers, unprepared for such a sharp turn, zoom past the ravine's edge, forced to either slam on the brakes or risk going over the cliffs.
What the? They just vanished, you idiots! Turn around!
They took that narrow, steep path downwards! We can't follow them in there, it's too tight!
I don't care! Find another way!
Yes, boss!
Let's see them attempt precision navigation.
Okay, looks like your plan worked. They don't dare to go down the path. You're a genius, Ternik.
While the Ravagers are slowed down by having to regroup, Delmac and Thomas make their escape through the narrow path, safely avoiding capture. However, they were soon going to face yet another challenge to overcome. Meanwhile, the second trial continues. Only two candidates remain in the running, and both are skilled in their own right. But in this twisted game of boxings, only one can prevail. Who will outlast the other in this duel of deadly drinks? The stakes couldn't be higher, and the poisons are as unpredictable as the contestants themselves.
So, we have a duel amongst our two finalists in the Poisonous Gambit. Who will be the victorious one? Will it be Rose the Ruthless, or Neurotic Dr. Neurotoxin?
I like her odds. That Dr. Neurotoxin doesn't seem like the most calculated opponent.
Looks can be deceiving, and he still has a medical background after all.
Exactly. And with all his experiments, he must have built quite a tolerance to God knows what.
Ha! He's still no match for Rose.
Exactly. The Black Pearls is one tight team of winners.
Speaking of the team, have you heard anything from Thomas and Telnek recently? According to the ship status, they have been away for a while.
Don't worry about them. They have it easy. Just shopping for some ship parts. I bet they're window licking right now.
I hope you're right.
Doctor, have you made your choice yet? Which vial to down next?
Yes, of course.
He seems to have regained his composure.
I want this one. I am this one.
As said before, only one drink at a time. Although, because you are so persistent, let me check up with the judges if he cannot make an exception.
A truly curious tactic. Why go for two potions and risk more than you have to?
Some people just get a kick from danger, baby.
Or are completely cuckoo in the head.
This is in Rose's advantage, so let's hope the judges allow it.
And it's a green light from the judges. Drink up to your heart's content.
Oh, excellent. This will be a feast.
And down went the first vial, now the other.
This is truly refreshing.
That cannot be healthy.
I'm curious to see the combined effects.
It's already showing. He's ballooning up.
Yes. Yes. Let me enjoy this.
Looks like you gained some cosmic mass, dear doctor. You might need some exercise after this.
And that maniac can't stop laughing either.
That could be the effect of the second potion.
So he became fat and giggly? I expected something more lethal.
More entertaining side effects. Are you right, Doctor? Sounds like you had the good old balloon gloat and giggle elixir mixed together. Very well. In that case, your turn again, Rose.
The amount of potions remaining is shrinking. It's getting more difficult to pick something that looks safe. And I don't recognize the ingredients on most that are left.
I can tell she's hesitating more and more.
She just needs to outlast Mr. Crazy Toxin over here.
Okay, I will take this one.
But wait, now it is my turn to do the swaparoo.
Dang it, of course she still had to use that rule.
Interesting. Very well. Rose, you know the rule all too well. Which vial will it be?
That one. And I want a vial next turn.
So be it.
Please, please, let her still be alive.
Calm down. She has made it this far.
She looks like she's about to throw up.
She's fighting it. They stated it's against the rules to spit out the vial's content.
Oh? I must have missed that.
Wait, Dravenholm missed a crucial role. How surprising.
At least I don't have a pukey green skin color, Miss Know-It-All.
And now you're just being rude again. I get many compliments on my natural-looking skin, thank you very much.
Are you okay, Rose? You look a bit pale. Do you need another drink?
You know, it's funny how people see you, right? Just what you let them see. This quiet little medic, all careful and kind. But masks. We all wear masks, don't we?
What the devil is going on?
Some are just better at hiding in the shadows.
What?
My father always said, you survive by being two people. One in the light, and one in the dark. He knew the game well, until
no
they...
Way.
Until they played him, sent him to...
Rose stops herself for a second, a distant look crossing her face.
Aha! The feared tattle potion. Sometimes even more dangerous than poison. Come on, spill us your secrets.
I hate them, you know. The ones who think they know everything, they own everything. The ones who pull the strings. Always telling people what to do, how to live, like they are better than the rest of us. They use people, chew them up, spit them out. But one day, they'll pay. You can only play with fire for so long before you get burnt. And here I am, pretending, all part of the game. But sometimes I forget which part of me is real.
What?
The one who patches wounds, or the one who...
Oh, for the love of... Enough of this nonsense. If you're done spilling your life story, can we get on with it? I'm ready to down the next vial already.
Slowly coming back to her senses, Rose uses her hands to prevent her from blurting out any more sensitive information. But has she already spilled too much?
Wait, what did she just say? The ones who pull the strings? That doesn't sound like Rose at all!
Yeah, that was strange. Rose barely says two words unless it's about bandages or medicine. Now she's rumbling about masks and fire?
Wait, and did she mention her father? I don't think she's ever talked about her family before. And what was that about being two people?
You think she had too much sun on this desert planet? Maybe she's just hallucinating or something. You know how sensitive she can be.
No, there was something real behind those words. We actually know very little about Rose's past.
Well, she's definitely not just the shy medic we all thought. But I'm sure she's still a good guy, right?
If this is all just a slip from the tattle potion, What else has she been hiding?
I don't know, but I intend to find out. This could also explain some weird situations that I haven't told you guys about.
What the devil is going on? When we are back, I will want the full explanation. I don't like being kept in the dark, by my own crew nonetheless.
Looks like the side effects were off for both candidates. Let's continue the fun, shall we?
Finally, I've been waiting.
Vial you swapped is all yours.
He's turning into a stone statue? Wait, he looks exactly like the other creepy statues I saw at the entrance.
And he has the same terrified look on his face as them.
A petrifying potion. This could have been Rose if he didn't swap the vials.
He sealed his own fate. At least that leaves Rose alive, ready for our questioning later.
And the Toxic Gambit claimed its last victim of the day. Dr. Neurotoxin is permanently turned into a beautiful stone statue to be added to Corzin's collection of misfortune participants.
Hey, but this means Rose has won and survived the second trial! Yay!
And this means we have a winner! Rose from the Black Pulse. Give it up for this amazing contestant!
If that is even her real name.
Come on, cheer up. I'm sure we can clarify what all that was about later on. We are still a team, remember?
I guess you're right.
Rose, any words for our spectators?
I need to throw up. Let me through.
Wow. Not the speech I was expecting, but she's full of emotions. Make some room for the lady.
I have a bad feeling about this. Last time someone went to the toilets, it was to escape. I'm going after her. Don't try to stop.
I didn't try to...
I told you, I was just trying to get some fresh air.
Rose, are you in there? We just want to talk.
How rude of you to be in the women's bathroom. This is a scandal.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I thought...
Make a complaint.
Wait.
This is
where
truly
is she?
Outrageous.
Rose? Rose!
And with that, the curtain falls on the second twisted trial. Rose, the quiet medic with hidden debts, has managed to outlast the deadliest trial yet. But her victory is shadowed by a secret no one of the crew could have predicted. Did her mask slip too far, revealing the darkness she's kept so carefully hidden? Will she reveal more, or vanish into the shadows?
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.